Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Peter informed his listeners that Jesus will return as the Messianic King who now waits in heaven until his Father's appointed time to restore his creation to its original intent. I read from Acts 3, 20 through 21. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah, for he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through his holy prophets. The New Living Translation. Principle: the gospel promises salvation for the entire creation, not just individuals. One of the tragedies of the consumerist packaging of the gospel is that its enormous scope has been lost. People conceive of Jesus merely as some kind of personal savior whose impact is reduced to bringing peace and security to individuals who turn to him for forgiveness of sins. This is indeed one of the many benefits of declaring allegiance to the risen Lord, but it does not do justice to who Jesus is and what he accomplished on the cross and through his resurrection. People who put their faith in Christ are made new creatures, children of God, who will live and rule with him for eternity over a new creation. Colossians 3:4 says, "And when Christ, who is our life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory." The New Living Translation. The restoration of the creation to God's original intent under God's benevolent rule will bring God enormous glory and satisfaction at the culmination of all things at Jesus' return. Romans 8:19 through 22 says, "For all creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time." The New Living Translation. This is an important part of the gospel message.